Welcome back here to the Echo Dome senior night here in Fairview, and the Lady Jackets fall to the Cash and Lady Wildcats 61-30 as they are now introducing the cheerleaders here at mid-court. Right now I'm going to start out with the cheerleaders before we get to the basketball players senior night here in Fairview, and wish they could have went it up better for the home team, but right now Cash and Lady Wildcats looking like they're playing well at the right time. 10-8, they moved to 10-8, they've won 7-9, they've won 3 in a row and starting to play well at the right time. They were led tonight by Lauren Lamb, who had 19, she had 10 of those in the third quarter, and really in the second half where she came, she had most of those in the second half as 13 of them she racked up on the second half alone. Lauren Jenkins was a hot hand in the first half. She finished with 15 for the Lady Wildcats. Brooke Shelley with 13, a very efficient 13 for Brooke Shelley, who's a nice player. Megan Schaefer, the freshman, with 4, but made her presence felt defensively. Ella Sunkin with 2. And off the bench, some ladies getting some run late. Some freshmen, Addison and Kraken had 3 late. Madison Westerhoff had 3. Cheyenne Henry with 2 points as the Cash and Lady Cats looking like they could make some noise here in the postseason. We'll see what their draw is and who they got to do, but they are starting to play well at the right time. Fourth Fairview Lady Jackets, they dropped to 4-15. They were led in scoring by Macy Nightingale, who had 7 points. Nice job there by the sophomore. Cindy Martins with 4. Abby Wall with 3, but a lot of hustle plays tonight for Abby Wall. Mallory, the senior on senior night. Mallory Reams had 5. Addison Schmidt with a couple points. Carson Pendergraph off the bench with some nice minutes with 4. Bailey Petty with 2. Ashlyn Conklin with a late 3 for the Lady Jackets. And that is it for your leading scorers. So we're going to take a break, come right back. Boys game are coming up next. We're going to get the third-ranked team in the state, and they are a good one. May even be underrated as they're going to get a key part of their team back tonight, as we will get our first look at Jonah Jenkins, who's been injured for 3 weeks, and he'll be back tonight for Cashin. They got a tough task in front of them. A lot of athletes will be on the floor tonight for Fairview and for Cashin. Two real good football seasons. They're hoping to springboard into basketball season as well. And you can take my word for it. You can listen to Coach John Hardaway of the Cashin Wildcats. I had a chance to sit down with him a little bit earlier in the week and talk a little bit about this Wildcat team and what you can expect tonight against Fairview and a homecoming for an alum here at Fairview, and also what you can expect from his Wildcats this season and tonight. So we're going to have Coach John Hardaway right after this. It's Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Did you know that you can pre-qualify online for a home loan with Bank 7 at mortgage.bank7.com? Bank 7 offers a wide range of mortgages suited for all types of borrowers, including USDA rural, VA, and FHA loans, which are great for first-time home buyers. Pre-qualify online at mortgage.bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a mortgage specialist in Woodward today.
Flexible terms available, subject to credit approval, equal housing lender, and MLS 677297.
We're here with head coach John Hardaway, head coach of the Cash and Wildcats, third ranked in the state, coming in on a roll. Another great season. How are you today, coach?
Doing great, sir. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Now, we mentioned another great season. Your back-to-back state appearances, sitting at 12-5. What's been the most impressive thing to you about this 2022 group? What makes them stand out?
I would say that this season so far, it has probably been our resilience. We have we got a late start to our season. Our football was very successful again, which is fantastic. I love football, and I love that we're good at it. And we played one game before Christmas break. Again, that was against Thomas, and then our second game of the season was during Christmas break. We went and played Jinx, who was number one in Class 6A at the time, in the Tournament of Champions, and followed that up with 4A number 4 Crossings and Class A number 1 Hydro. That's how we started the season. And then once we kind of came back to school there in early January, we had an unfortunate injury. Our starting point guard, Jonah Jenkins, who has been starting for us since his sophomore year and has played every game in his high school career, had a shoulder injury, and we lost him for 11 games right in the middle of our season. And so that took a little bit of adjustment. But our kids were just really resilient and trusted each other and just have a lot of experience together. And in that 11-game stretch, we were able to go 10-1. Without Jonah, who at the time was our leading scorer and player that really kind of helped make us go. So we got Jonah back on Friday. He came off the bench and played some good minutes for us against Alva, and he is planning on him starting against Fairview tomorrow. So
how does your offense change and your defense change with Jonah on the floor? What do you do anything differently, or is it just like having your leader out there make changes things a little bit?
Well, I mean, you know, like every basketball team, I mean, you lose your point guard, it's like losing your quarterback in football. And, you know, Jonah just helps get – he kind of makes the job easier for everybody else. We also tend to play a lot faster when Jonah's out there, you know, getting the ball out in the outlet and getting up the floor. And we really – it helps us attack a lot more on the offensive end. And then on the defensive end, you know, Jonah can guard really pretty much 1 through 5, even though he's a guard. He does such a great job up on the ball with his quickness and anticipation. And, you know, he'll go down and guard the big guys, and he'll take charges and, you know, pester him a little bit. He's great on the boards for guard. So I know he's ready to get back and play full speed. I know our guys are ready for him to do that as well.
Now, you mentioned the resiliency. You talked about that Tournament of Champions run where you went 0-3 there, but you mentioned kind of coming out and going on that hot streak. What did you learn about your team during that tournament, going up against the high competition and maybe losing some games, but possibly being better off down the stretch?
No, absolutely. The thing with the Tournament Champions is when they ask you and invite you to come, you almost have to say yes, because there's just almost an honor just in being invited. And then, our kids always want to play the biggest and most highly regarded teams in Oklahoma. They don't back down from anybody, and we kind of do that in the summer anyways and things like that. So, we went over there, had the opportunity to play Jinx, and it's just such a unique opportunity for, small cash in Class 2A to go play 6A Jinx. And, we're ahead of them going in the fourth quarter and just kind of ran out of steam there in the fourth. But, that's that game, and then Crossings, we lose at the buzzer on a 30-footer, and then we lose to Hydro Weekly down, by 2. With 2 seconds left on the free throw line. So, I mean, we talked about before we went to the TOC, we're obviously going to go compete. We want to win every game, but we're going to play it day by day and, have some perspective about it. And the thing that I kept reinforcing to them was there's been a whole lot of teams over the years that have gone to the Tournament Champions and gone 0-3 and still competed or won a state championship in their class. So that's kind of the way we look at it.
Yeah, and here with the head coach, John Hardaway, the Cash and Wildcats, and you talked a little bit about the football success. You, too, as a player, played on a team that football won a state title, then you guys went to state. How do you think that football success equates to basketball success? They seem to be a little hand-in-hand here lately with a lot of programs.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think there's no substitute for competition. I think there's no substitute for, when you've got an opponent in front of you on a weekly or daily basis, and you're trying to beat somebody, and that there's an enemy jersey across the way from me. I think there's a lot to be said by that. I think a lot of times what you're seeing is the schools that are kind of good at everything, a lot of those kids overlap. They may not play all three, but they play two. And, I just think that winning breeds winning. And I think, for us, what I see a lot of is toughness, physicality. And our kids that play football are just not afraid of any moment in basketball. They've played in 2 state championships. Well, they've played in 3 state championships in a row in football. We have kids that have made big plays in football. And, we've played a lot of tight games this year against a lot of really good people. And our kids never get too high or too low. They just kind of stay the course. And I think that's kind of one of the benefits of having those guys.
And speaking of your high school days, Fairview coming in next, your alma mater, place where you scored a lot of buckets in your day in the Echo Dome. What are you expecting in this from this chapter of Coach Barton's Jackets?
Well, I think Mike does a really good job. I think he's got a lot of good parts. And I think, the thing about with Fairview and Coach Barton is they're going to be well coached, and they're going to make it really difficult on you. They're so physical, and they're going to be lined up right, and they're going to block out, and they're going to value the basketball. And, we've played them twice last year with Mike's first year, and, both games were competitive. It kind of took the whole game for us to kind of wiggle away from them finally. And that's just kind of what they are this year too. I mean, they're playing a bunch of kids. They're physical kids, strong kids, well-coached. I expect it to be a very highly competitive game, and we'll have to play well to have an opportunity to win there at Fairview.
What's the hardest part coming back in and playing in your old gym? Is there a difficult part to it? Do you enjoy it? What's it like?
Oh, no, it's great. I mean, the best part about it is seeing a lot of familiar faces. I mean, you see people, It's really pretty cool as you go back to Fairview and you see a lot of the same people sitting in a lot of the same seats that were sitting in the same seat 20 years ago. And you're getting a visit with those folks and catch up and see where they're at. And, they come up and tell you, we enjoy watching your team play. We enjoy watching you coach. We've been following you and all those other things. It's a really cool experience. I think 15 years ago, it would have been a lot different, but now, 20 years removed from it, it's neat to go in there and play. And, playing the old dome. It's pretty cool. So.
Now, you know my sometimes broadcast partner, Chris Eubank. So my question is, have you ever played pickup hoops with Chris Eubank?
I played a lot of pickup hoops. You know, Chris, we played about three nights a week when I was in middle school and high school. And Chris and some of those other guys, Dennis and Max and Kevin and those guys, you know, they made it really hard on us young guys. they weren't afraid to cheat or grab or foul or whatever it took. But, you know, indirectly, I think what they really did was they helped develop a lot of basketball players at Fairview in that stretch. And, you know, those games were always so competitive and they were so fun. And everybody could be a little bit of a sore loser and nobody ever wanted to back down or lose. And, you know, for pickup basketball, that's pretty good. So those were really fun times. And, heck, a lot of us still talk about those times too.
What's the scouting report on Chris Eubank? How do I stop him?
Well, you got to get on his left hand. he's going left. He loves the step back three.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, anything off the ball, you better be ready to get fouled or hacked or whatever else. So, no, Chris was great. Yeah, I really enjoyed getting to play all those games with him. It was fun. So.
Well, it worked out, and they sure appreciate you there as well. And they do it cash it as well. You know, been a fantastic run for you and another great year. Shooting for another third trip to the house, and you're battle-tested here coming into the postseason. So congratulations on a great year so far, and a good luck to you moving forward.
Thanks, sir. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Coach.
The "I didn't realize you liked me that way" deal. Because it's one thing to receive McDonald's, but an entirely other thing to know that they woke up early to face the world and bring you McDonald's breakfast still hot in the bag.
Appreciate you.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's. Get the new 2 for $3 offer on a tasty sausage burrito or sausage McGriddles. Prices and participation may vary. Single item at regular price. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just $1.69. Price and participation may vary.
Welcome back here at the Echo Dome. Getting ready for round two of Cashin versus Fairview. This time it's the guys' turn, and we got a couple real good squads, real athletic squads, and two squads that were really good at football. You're going to hear a lot of the same names you heard in football season tonight on the basketball court as well. And start with the third-ranked Cashin Wildcats. You just heard Coach Hardaway talk about them. 12-5 coming in and played a murderer's row of the schedule and played it well. They have been, a lot of those losses were early. That tournament of champions where they went 0-3 is three of those losses. They were early in the season, and they were battle-tested losses against real good squads. Cashin does not lose. They've even won some tight ones. They've been in three overtime wins this year. So when it gets down to the wire, these are a lot of seniors on this team, and this is the year for Cashin. This is what they've been building to. All these seniors are going to start five of them, and this is a squad that thinks they can make a run. They're design. It would be anything less than a state title is a disappointment to this Cashin team, and they are looking poised to get it tonight because they're going to get their point guard back, and Jonah Jenkins makes a huge difference. 17 points a game. More importantly, he opens everything up. You heard Coach Hardaway talk about it. This is a different team with him on the floor, and they've been able to win without him. So now all the other guys who have had to step up in his presence, and one of the names you want to know, Austin Frazier, really held down the fort when Jenkins was gone. Austin, 13 points versus Alva, 16 versus OCS. He had 20 versus McGinnis, 23 versus Winnie Wood, and really any one of these guys can get you double-digit scoring every night. And that's what makes this team so dangerous for Cashin. So Fairview's really going to have to be disciplined tonight. The scoring can come from anywhere, and they're going to have to know it's going to be tough because you're not going to really have much film in the last 3 weeks on Jenkins, but you've seen him before. These are two teams that know each other well. Haven't met this year, but know each other from football, know each other from previous seasons, and it's going to be a real good basketball game tonight. We talked about Coach Hardaway in his ninth season, All-State basketball football player at Fairview, averaged 17 a game when he was here. Previously, his 7 years at Morrison before he ended up at Cashin. He took them to state, actually, in 2008. He was the 2020 Northwest Oklahoma Coach of the Year. And as we mentioned, he's going for three in a row here in terms of state appearances. Cashin's never won a state basketball title, but they had won a football one, though, a couple years ago. So this is really a program in all athletic aspects. It's really turned it on here in the last 10 years or so, really since the 2000s. Four appearances for these Wildcats. They had a couple in the 90s as well, 94 and 96. And on the other side, Fairview coming in 10-9. It's an athletic Fairview team. They're real. They can get up and down the floor on you. They can. They have trouble sometimes with the free throws. That's going to be a bugaboo. They're going to have to hit foul shots. Isaiah Burris shoots 75%. Everyone else not so great from the line. But they're led by Coach Mike Barton, and he knows something about winning. He's won over 400 games in his career. He won over 390 of them with the girls here at Fairview. Now he's switching over to the guys' side, and he's really trying to turn this team around. He took the girls to state 8 out of 9 years in the last 9 years, and two couple state titles, as we mentioned during the girls' game. And Coach Mike Barton coach team is not going to be the same team as it was the end of the year as they are in the beginning. And this team, much like Cashin's girls, are playing well down the stretch. They've won 7-9. It's a very similar record. They've been a little Jekyll and Hyde. They sometimes will struggle to get buckets. They don't have a high volume scorer, but again, a lot of athletes, and a lot of them can score, and they're going to play a lot of players. So a key for them tonight is going to be also to hit those foul shots and not give up any second chance points here. Who shoots it well from deep may decide this one tonight, as both teams have some shooters on their bench that can shoot a little bit, but they can get streaky at times, and it's going to go a long way to decide this one. Some of the players you want to know tonight, we mentioned Jonah Jenkins and Austin Frazier. For Fairview, senior Brenner Fortune, he's back as well from a two-game knee injury. But 2.1 steals a game, 1.7 assists per game. He's a leader on this team. They are a different team with him on the floor. He opens everything up as well. Now, there's some word as to whether or not he'll go, but I see him down there suited up, so it looks like he will. And they're going to start some seniors tonight as Fairview. Braven Dobbs, who usually does not start, is going to start. Brenner Fortune, the senior, going to start as well. Looks like... Looks like number 25, Sawyer Hutchison, very smart player, a real smart student, and a very good football player, an all-state by class is Sawyer, number 25. Then number 31, Will Powell, the senior, is going to start again. He doesn't normally start. And number 32, Caden Bettis, a junior, going to start as well. So going big tonight with a little bit of size. For the Cashin Wildcats, they're going to start the same starting five and they're going to add in Jonah Jenkins, number 2, Landon Lagasse, number 15, Austin Frazier, the senior, Vance Rainey, number 20, the senior, Jonah Jenkins, we mentioned, and Nick Nababi, headed to OBU to play football, all-state football talent amongst many for the Cashin Wildcats, who had another fantastic season, back-to-back state football titles, and looking to get one in basketball, and these boys ain't ready to finish their seasons just yet. It's going to be a good one here. Buckle up, because if you're Cashin, your key tonight is not look at those records. You're facing a Mike Barton coach squad tonight with a lot of athletes and a lot of size right now. They're putting a lot of size on the floor, so a little bit of a different starting look here for Coach Barton, and an adjustment and something maybe Cashin has not seen. So here we go from the Echo Dome. Fairview and Cashin getting ready to tip it off. It's going to be number 31, Will Powell, going up against Landon Lagasse, and that's going to be tipped right back to the Wildcats, and they're going to get the ball, and it's going to start with Jonah Jenkins going right to left. Cashin in the maroons with the white numbers. Fairview starting out in the zone. We'll see if it's a zone. Yeah, it is a zone as they pass off Rainey. It looks like a little bit of a 3-2. Sawyer Hutchison's all the way out in the perimeter, kind of. Now he's going to drop back into a 2-3. And Jonah Jenkins going to survey it. Trying to make things hard. A little floater by Jenkins, quickly goes high off the glass, and a rebound by Caden Pettis. And Caden Pettis is a double-double machine. He averages 11 points, 8 rebounds. Quick three, Traven Dobbs, a senior, won't fall. Rebound to Bobby. And that Nababi-Pettis battle underneath going to be something to look at as well. Rainey flips it back from three. Fakes shot fake outside. Frazier, long two, right side. That won't go. Rims around and comes out, and a rebound by Fairview. A couple quick looks there for Cashin. Don't drop. And Yellow Jackets get the basketball, and they give it back up to Dobbs. Dobbs over to Hutchison, back to Powell, skips it over the far wing to Dobbs. He's open, no one out there, corner three, high arcing shot, air ball, rebound, Frazier. Frazier looking to run, 2-on-2, steps in the paint with the left hand, oh, off balance, won't go. Tough shot by Frazier and a rebound by the Fairview Yellow Jackets. Both teams a little bit quick pace here, and that one thrown away by Brenner Fortune, who tossed it over the head down low, a Hutchison. So an unforced error, our first unforced error of the night. Still scoreless as the pace very quick coming out here. Both squads back and forth early. Jenkins slows it down. Lob, looking for the alley-oop to Legasse. He hits to regather, takes it up on the hoop. It's blocked by Powell and goes right over to Pettis. Quickly gets it ahead to Brent Fortune. Quickly to Hutchison. Back to Powell. Long two for Will Powell, and that's going to go long. And another bad miss. Both teams with some not near misses. These are bad misses by both squads here early. Nobody shooting the ball well here in the early going with 6:12 to go in the first quarter. Jenkins, shot fake back outside to Vance Rain. And he's going to dribble it up and reset, trying to penetrate that zone. Back outside to three. Frazier, that's going to bounce long. Tipped by Legasse. Great tip back out to Jenkins. Over to Rainey. He's going to try a three from the wing, and he finally hits it. And Vance has three. The first three of the game goes to Cashin. They strike first blood here with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Fortune ahead to Traven Dobbs. Back to Hutchison. Looked behind him wisely and holds the basketball and hands it off to Pettis. He's got it on the perimeter. And Caden Pettis guarded by Nababi. Over to Hutchison. They're going to let Toyer Hutchison shoot a wide open wing three. They didn't contest it. Goes long off the miss and a rebound by Jenkins. Thought about running, and now instead he slows it up from the wing. And Jonah wants to reset everything, trying to get in that zone. Nababi, corner three. They're going to let Nababi shoot it, and that's going to go off. And Will Powell corrals that rebound. So far, good decision by Coach Barton going big. They've really made it difficult. They're making Cashin settle for threes right now in that zone. And so far, only Rainey's hit anything by both teams. Dobbs drives baseline. He's cut off by Jenkins. They give it right back to Sawyer Hutchison. They're daring Sawyer to shoot it. Powell's going to shoot one, wing three. They're going to let him shoot it. And they pack the zone and a miss and tipped out of bounds. Who's it out on? They're going to say stays here with Fairview. And basically, Cashin is just letting the Fairview shooters shoot. They're saying, we don't think you can make threes. And so far, they haven't. It's still three zip with under five to play. They get into Dobbs, though, now in the paint. Bounce passes underneath to Hutchison. Goes off his leg, though, and out of bounds. A little too hard on the pass, and Dobbs upset with himself there. Ball going to go back to Cashin, who leads 3-zip. And so far, Vance Rainey has the only 3 points in this game with 4:43 to go. We talked about the girls' game being low scoring. This one might be. Rainey again for three from the corner, and he's 2-for-2. And Vance Rainey coming out hot, and Coach Barton wants to talk about it. 4:35 to go in the first quarter. It's Cashin 6, Fairview zip. It's Round Ball Roundup on K101.
During severe weather season, you've probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust.
Back here in Major County, Cashin up 6-zip to Vance Rainey threes, and shaping up like a little like the girls' game where we saw Lauren Jenkins come out hot. Now Vance Rainey, the hot hand on the boys' side, and quick trap and a nice adjustment here by Coach Hardaway, and the ball's on the ground. Fairview didn't see it coming. Hutchison has to try to get rid of it. It's a jump ball, and great job coming out of that timeout by Coach Hardaway. And we're going to get a quick substitution here for Fairview. Oh, a lot of new players. It's Jax Bernard, the freshman, coming in, quarterback on the football team. Also, we got Austin Houck coming in as well. And they're going to be in there with Fortune. And inbounding the ball now is Brant Strader. So there comes a lot of the young athletes for Fairview. And the press creates another steal. This time Frazier comes away with it to Rainey on the wing. He pass fakes, gives it right back to Jenkins, who pulls it back out and says no. He pass fakes it. Now he's got Rainey on the wing. He's open, hand in his face, and Fortune blocked it out of bounds. Good recovery by Brenner Fortune out in the student section, and the Jackets now fired up, and Rainey laughing because now he has to inbound it in front of said student section. And they're going to pull him out of there. And Frazier's going to inbound it to Rainey. And nice closeout by Fortune to block it. Now a little momentum here, but Fairview needs buckets. Frazier, pass it outside. Now down inside. Legasse in the post. Back out to the far wing to Jenkins. And Cashin going right to left here. Nababi in the corner. Back out to Jenkins. Thought about a three, and he's get fouled. Got a quick first step. Nope, I think we might get a timeout. I think Coach Hardaway wants a timeout here. Nope. Looked like he was about ready. Looked like he wanted to, but either way, it's going to be a whistle. Ball's going to stay here with Cashin. They're going to say no timeout. Stays here with Cashin. Drive, miscommunication. Now back outside to Nabavi. Back to Rainey. He's wide open on the wing. That one doesn't go. Rebound, though. Legas skies up for it. Takes it right back up. It doesn't go. Frazier gets the board, and he is fouled. Nope, they're going to say he fouled. They're going to say he fouled. He said my hand was hit there. They're going to say out of bounds on him. A little bit confused here. They're going to say it was tipped. So they're saying out of bounds on Cashin. And the refs are going to talk about it. They're going to clear this thing up. And I think it's going to stay with Fairview. Coach Hardaway is saying it got tipped by the Jackets. Cashin does not agree with that call. It's going to go over to the Jackets anyway. And Jax Bernard going to take it. He's trapped. Corner crosses over. Gets it ahead to Pettis. Nice job breaking the press by the Jackets there. Pettis into the corner for Houck. Houck looking for room. He drives into the paint. Bounce pass back outside. Drive baseline straighter. Kicks it over to the wing. Bernard open for three. And he hit it. And Jax Bernard, who's a gamer, football coach's son, 6-3. He cuts it to three here. Rainey with the basketball. And Bernard actually is the second leading scorer on this team coming off the bench. And nobody averages real double digits. That one almost stolen away by Fortune, and that's what he can give you. He leads the team in steals, and defensively, when he's healthy, really you got to be careful in the perimeter passes if you're the Wildcats at 15s around. Now inbounded by Frazier. Gives it to Jenkins. He crosses that timeline. Hands it. Well, fake the handoff to Rainey. Now he gives it to him. Pass fake. Rainey gets in the paint. Almost lost the basketball. Gets it over to Nabavi. Another ball moving again. Frazier into the corner. Jenkins driving baseline. Flips it into Legas. One pass too many. That's going to be tied up. And they're going to call it a jump ball. Nice defense again by Fortune. But it stays here with Cashin. And a Fairview defense really looking sharp here. As Cashin can be a hard team to defend with so many moving parts. Fairview's done a good job here early. Drive, kick outside. Jenkins is wide open for a corner three. And it rimmed in and out on him. And just getting his legs under him. Almost stolen away by Legas, but Fortune brings it up. Skip pass, straighter, long two. About a 10-footer. It's going to come up short and a rebound. Frazier, good look. Shot wouldn't drop for the Jackets. Frazier, Euro step, right hand. What a move by Frazier. They cut him off right at the block. And instead of picking up the charge, he gets two. It's 8-3. Cashin in front, 2:09 to go in the first quarter. Fast-paced game. Houck, wing, Pettis, elbow, down to Strader, back out again. Fortune for three, top of the key. Going to come up short and a rebound to Bobby. He's looking to run. 2-on-2, outside. Jenkins steps behind the line. Thought about it, said no. Tried to weave one inside to Rainey. He corrals it, gets it over to Bobby in the corner. He's wide open again. That time he hit the shot. Left him wide open again and made him pay as both teams are really giving up open threes. That time 11-3 after the three from the Bobby. Cashin taking what the defense gives him. Elbow. Pettis dropped it down. That's for his first two. And the answer by Caden Pettis, who's on the board. It's 11-5. 1:25 to go in the quarter, and the pace has quickened. Jenkins now with Fortune on him. Oh, and we're going to get a reaching foul on Fortune. Jenkins tried to cut it inside on him and get him off the dribble. All kinds of substitutions as Fortune picks up that foul. Bowden Miller is now going to come in the game. He's going to be out there with Pettis, with Houck, with Bernard, and with Strader. And a whole crew of Cash and Wildcats in as well. Trey Tichner is playing point guard for Jenkins when he was out. He's going to come in. Nabavi's going to stay out there. Mason Manning now on the right side. And a throwaway by Nabavi. They were looking for Jenkins, so they're going to put Jenkins and Tichner out there together, the two point guards. Jackson Vandruff out there as well for Cashin. And an unforced error, though. 2-2-1 press on for the Wildcats. Pettis breaks it quickly over to Miller. Spin move Miller, but he lost it going out, and Jenkins stole it. Tried to make the spin move, lost the basketball right into the hands of Jenkins in the paint. And Jonah Jenkins going to pull up from three from the wing. And that one's going to come up short and go long. He's going to try to track it down and will not get there in time. Goes out of bounds. And the cold shooting continues really for both teams except for Vance Rainey. And Rainey's going to come right back in this game. Jenkins is going to sit down. Nabavi's going to come out. And now Legas is going to come in for Nabavi. Bobby and Jenkins are going to come out. Rainey and Legas will come in for Cashin, who leads 11-5. 51 seconds to shoot for Fairview. Jax Bernard with the ball. Rainey on him, trying to get around him. They try to cut him off in the corner. He changes direction, picks it up, bounces out, almost loses it. Houck saves it, gets it into Pettis. Extra pass, Strader, shot fake. Nowhere to go for Brandt. Picks it up, back out to Austin Houck. 36 seconds to shoot. Houck, top of the key. Now into the corner. Strader looking inside to Pettis in the post. He's pushed way outside by Vandruff. They're still looking at him. 25 seconds. He tries to establish position. They're going to get Vandruff for pushing in the back. And that just a battle in the paint as Vandruff trying to get position. Picks up his first foul. That'll be the first team foul for Cashin. Not many fouls called so far in this one. Only one for either squad. Inbounded by Strader with 24 to shoot for the Jackets. Bernard, wing three, hand in his face, and he hit it. Jack Bernard is 2 for 2 from three, and he's got the hot hand for the Jackets. It's 11-8, big shot by the freshman. 13 seconds left. Rainey with a basketball. He's going to hold for last shot. He's up there with Vandruff. But shoot it from the wing. The answer won't go. Pettis with the box out and rebound underneath on Lagasse. 2 seconds to shoot for Caden. 1 second. Half court heave. Doesn't go, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. Tight one after one. It's Cashin 11, Fairview 8. Second quarter coming up on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block. Like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year. And your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
I've been driving trucks for a long time. Safety is my number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back here at the Echo Dome. Tight first quarter, 11-8 to score. Cashin in front by three. And what has been both teams making a lot of adjustments. Now it's a 1-3-1 trapping half-court zone here for Cashin. Jax Bernard, though, with the basketball for Fairview. Inside, back outside to Jax for three. That one goes off the top of the backboard, but a rebound by Will Powell. Strader's going to lock one up, and that one goes down. Comes back out on the miss, and a rebound by Bernard on the backside. Quickly back to Strader. He'll try it again. Why not? Wing three goes down. Shot will count, but a foul under the hoop. And who will the foul be on? And that foul's shot will count. Shot will count for Strader. He's going to pick up three, and that foul is going to be under the hoop, and that foul is going to be charged to number 31. Looks like I'm trying to see who they charged that foul with. Looked like a little bit of confusion. Now the foul will be on Fairview. So the foul will be on Will Powell under the hoop on the rebound, but the shot went down. So the shot counts, the foul goes to Powell, and the score is tied after the three there by Strader. Cashin with the basketball, trying to answer, almost threw that away. Rainey grabbed it right before it goes into the Fairview student section. Now they give it over to Tishner, and they slow it down. On the other side, Fairview now looks like they've changed a little bit into man, changing up defenses for the Jackets. Tishner gets a screen from Frazier, round into the corner. To Jenkins, spin move Jenkins into the paint, tried to shoot a floater and then tried to pass it, but the ball was, he's hacked on the arm as he tried, and that's going to be a foul. First personal foul on Bowden Miller. And Brenner Fortune will come in for Strader after hitting that shot for Brant. His first three of the games. Tied at 11, 7:08 to go in the half. Pass out to Frazier, into Jenkins, right back outside. Great ball movement for a three for Tishner, who hit it. And great team basketball there by the Wildcats. Made the extra pass, found the open man. And Tishner on the board with three. It's 14-11 cash. And Jax Bernard drives. No one stopped ball. He took it all the way to the rack. And Jax Bernard is feeling it right now. 14-13, one-point lead for Cashin. Rainey with the ball. Dribble outside. Tishner, three. Just hit one. That's going to go long, though, off the miss. And a rebound underneath the hoop by Houck. Quickly ahead. Bernard, one man in front of him. It's Jenkins, and he gets fouled. He was going to pass it. He took it up and tried to dump it off at the last minute. We'll see if they give a shot here on this. That's going to be the first foul on Jenkins, and that is the second team foul on Cashin. It is no shot. Good call there by the referee. He was not shooting it. Miller, top of the key. Brenner Fortune comes up shooting. That's going to rim out and bounces right to Houck, and we're going to get a foul under the hoop on the board, and I think that's on Rainey, and Miller fired up. Bowden Miller fighting down low, picks up the foul on Vance Rainey. That'll be the first one on Vance in the third for Cashin. Both teams are three now. 6:30 to go in the half, 14-13 Cashin in front. Fairview with the ball, three, Bernard, hand in his face, and might have got a, Jenkins might have got a piece of that, came up short, rebound Lagasse, back come the Wildcats. Tishner into the paint, nice move, bounce pass up underneath Lagasse, shot fake, takes it back up, gets the foul, couldn't get the shot to fall. Great pass by Tishner, and Lagasse trying to get the and one, but he's going to go have to earn it the hard way. That is Bowden Miller's second foul. So physical down there, and he may be substitutes. Coach Barton's going to play a lot of guys tonight. And that one's going to rim out. Lagasse missed a free throw. Now it's our first appearance by Reed Martins for Bowden Miller. So both these teams pretty deep. We're going to see a lot of guys play. And Cashin is deep with seniors. I mean, there's eight seniors on this squad. Lagasse second free throw, and that's going to miss them both. Good box out, though, with a shooter by Reed Martins, and Fairview gets a rebound. Score remains 14-13. One-point game. Fairview's never led. Bernard drops in, kicks it back outside. Fortune for the lead. Air ball and goes off long to Bobby. Corrals the rebound. Flips it off to Jenkins, and Jenkins goes down quickly back on defense. Come the Jackets. Nice hesitation move by Jenkins. Spin move in the paint. Turns, hand in his face. Shot wouldn't go, and skying for the rebound. Frazier, who comes down with it, flips it back outside. Back inside to Frazier, who kicks it back to the... Nope, he's going to reset it. Nice rebound that time by Austin Frazier. Crossover, looking for room. Oh, lost the basketball. One too many moves. Trying to dribble the defender out of his shoes, and a turnover. Martins now corner. Back out. Wing three. Bernard. That one comes up short. Tracked down quickly by inside by Cashin. Up ahead to Nabavi on the breakaway. Right side. And he gets called for a travel. He had a breakaway layup. Tried to jump stop, and it didn't work. And all kinds of substitutions here. Now Caden Pettis is going to come in here for Powell. So it's going to be Bernard, Pettis, Hauk, Martins on the floor. And then Brenner Fortune going to stay out there for Fairview. Manning is out there with Rainey, with Nabavi, with Tishner. And it looks like just checking in the game is Jackson Vandruff for Cashin. Fortune, hesitation on the wing, gets it into the paint, and he's fouled, taking it to the hoop. He got a step on Mason Manning, and he's going to pick up the foul on Mason Manning and go to the free throw line. And we talked about Fairview's being big for free throws being big for the Jackets. They got to make these in this one. Too good of a team to let opportunities slip away. Here comes Fortune with his first. And Brenner short-armed it and comes up short. Score remains 14-13. Jax Bernard, who's got some tired legs out there, is going to come out. They're going to bring Strader back in for Fairview. A lot of substitutions. Both coaches keeping bodies fresh in this one. But missed them both for Fairview. So missed foul shots are both squads. Missed opportunities right now. 14-13. Cashin maintains the lead. They've led. They've never trailed. They've had this game tied. High post. Back out to Rainey. Nowhere to go. Fairview now back in the zone. Trying to trap in the corners. Tishner into the paint. Nice one-hand pass underneath the Manning. And he's fouled by Fortune before the two. Good foul there by Brenner. Oh, but it is his second foul with 4:51 to go in the half. So he's going to have to be careful the rest of the way. But that's going to be, I don't think, shooting foul. And it's not a shooting foul. So not only that, Manning doesn't get to go to the free throw line. So great foul by Fortune. Rainey lobs it to Nabavi. Thought about a wing three. Corner. Rainey cut off. Still trapped now. Flips it over the other side. Great pass by Rainey over to Tishner. He drives in. Driving kick to Rainey. Cut off baseline again. But it's changed direction. Found a little room. Got up underneath the hoop. And he's going to pick up the blocking foul on Caden Pettis. And that was all Vance Rainey just changing direction, forcing the issue. First personal foul. That is the first foul on Pettis. That'll be a sixth team foul. So one more, and it's one and one. Bernard's going to come right back in for Fortune. So Jax Bernard rests those legs a little bit for this last 4:38. He's been the leading scorer so far tonight for Fairview. Rainey looking inbound. Nobody open. Lost it all the way back to the Fairview Pride insignia. Now to the high post. Vandruff back outside. Fairview coming out now to get Tishner. He gives it up to Rainey. 4:28 to go. Cashin still leads by one in a low-scoring affair. Not quite what we expected. 14-13. Two real good coaching jobs tonight so far. A lot of adjustments. Nabavi, top of the key. The elbow or free throw line. Back outside to Tishner. Hand in his face. That's not going to go. And no one's knocking down threes right now. As both squads are basically giving up the three in a lot of cases. So far been successful. One pass inside of the post. Now Vandruff missed the lay-in. He was cutting inside. Right idea. Shot wouldn't drop for him. Good look. Score remains 14-13. Jax Bernard now gives it back to Hauk. Houck spins in the paint, finds a little room. Left hand, and that rims out. And both squads trading missed layups. How could you believe that one didn't drop? Rainey from the corner comes up shooting, hand in his face, bounces high. Rebound, oh, tipped right back to Rainey. Vandruff did a nice job keeping it alive under the hoop, and he gets it back to Rainey, and Cashin maintains possession, still with a one-point lead. Scoring drought for both teams. Ball fake, cut off, down to the left block is Tishner. He gets rid of it. They swing it around, top of the key, open. Rainey for three, and it rims out. Rebound again underneath by Manning. Flips it back inside, back outside, extra pass to the wing. Great ball movement here by Cashin. Now corner three, this time Manning air balls it, and a rebound underneath the hoop by Reed Martins. Great job moving the basketball, but the shot's not dropping for Cashin. Really, only Rainey has hit his threes tonight. And Bobby's hit one. Drive, floater, Bernard in the paint. That won't drop. Tipped right back to Bernard. Takes it back up and in. 4-2. Stayed with it till he scored, and Bernard's in double digits with 10. It's 15-14, and Fairview's got their first lead of the night with 2:45 to go in the half. Jax Bernard leading all scorers. We told you he was a gamer, folks. Vance Ramey, crossover, into the paint. It gets a real room. Oh, tough move, and block paid it. Pettis alters the shot at the rim just at the last minute, and a miss by Rainey, and Fairview with the ball. Bernard driving kick out to Strader. He's guarded by Tishner. Tries to get around, no call. A little bump, but the ball goes to Manning. Manning with the steal. Three on one. Manning takes it himself. The and one for Mason Manning. Had Pettis on his back, and great job. Goes to the free throw line. And one opportunity here for Manning, who's on the board with two. And it puts Cashin back in front by one. 16-15. Lagasse now going to check in for Tishner. Vandruff going to come out. Frazier's going to come in. And Pettis is going to sit. And that was his second foul, the seventh team foul for Fairview. So it's free throws the rest of the way for the Cashin Wildcats. Only four fouls for them. And one opportunity for Mason Manning, and if you recognize that name, that's Totsie Manning's son. We mentioned her earlier, a former Fairview girls coach, took them to state and took Deer Creek to a bunch of states in 22 years. 16-15, one-point lead. Manning at the free throw line. He can make it two if he knocks down the and one, and Mason missed that one. So foul shooting been a problem for both squads in this one. And much better foul shooting in the girls' game, as they were both very good from the free throw line. Crossover there, flip back. Martins gives it right back to Bernard. He's guarded by Rainey, looking for space. Rainey stays in front of him, and Jax Bernard saves it just before he gets an over and back call. Went off his foot, almost went over the yellow jacket. Now Strader with the ball. It's got Jenkins on him. He almost lost it, maintains it, takes it inside. Manning was there waiting on him, so he changes direction, gives it back up to Houck. Houck steps inside, little floater, won't go. Tough move, good jump stop, shot wouldn't drop, rebound Cashin. Frazier, Rainey in the near corner on the left side, and Rainey says, let's slow down the pace just a touch. There's three guys now on the left side. They got to set to spread out, and Cashin finally moves, trying to spread out this zone. Rainey resets, 1:25 to go, 16-15 in the half. Quick three by Jenkins, top of the key, and Jonah Jenkins hit it. His first three, and after his first start from being gone for 3 weeks, said Jonah on the board with three. There goes the leading scorer for the Wildcats. Bernard back outside, three, this time Strader for the answer, and he hit it. Brent Strader with three. And just when Cashin pulled ahead, Fairview cuts it to one, 19-18, minute left in the half. Drive, Frazier, floater, mid-post, goes down, comes back out. Tough shot for Austin Frazier, wouldn't drop for him. Score remains 19-18, and Fairview with the basketball. Coach Barton calling out the play. Both coaches well out on the sideline, onto the floor right now. They both like to get up, stand up and get out there, it seems. Houck, wing, corner, Strader. He's going to shoot one again. He just hit one. That one's not going to go. Tried to tip by Powell. Right back to Houck, who takes it up and in. And Fairview leads by one. Nice tip by Powell. Houck was waiting on it. In 2019, Jackets in front. 24 seconds to go in the half. And Jonah Jenkins says, let's slow it down, guys. And here's where a senior-led team helps out. The momentum has shifted to the Jackets. And Jenkins doing a nice job here, saying, let's slow this thing down and play for the last shot. 10 to go. Gets a screen from Rainey. Pick and pop. Rainey sets another screen. Jenkins comes around. Gets inside. Flips it back. It's stolen away by Bernard. Three to shoot by Bernard. He's got a one on two. 1 second. He shoots it off the glass. Shot won't drop for him. And that's going to do it for an exciting first half. Fairview leads by a point here at home. 20-19. Halftime coming up right after this. It's a round ball roundup on K101.
Did you know that you can pre-qualify online for a home loan with Bank 7 at mortgage.bank7.com? Bank 7 offers a wide range of mortgages suited for all types of borrowers, including USDA rural, VA, and FHA loans, which are great for first-time home buyers. Pre-qualify online at mortgage.bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a mortgage specialist in Woodward today.
Flexible terms available subject to credit approval, equal housing lender, and MLS 677-297.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moores Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moores Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moores Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? It's me. I mean, it's you. It's your childhood calling.
It's your childhood calling.
Pick up.
I'm calling to tell you something very important.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
The things that happened to you as a kid, the things you went through, they were not your fault.
And you're not alone.
Two-thirds of us have experienced what is known as adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs.
ACEs are not our fault. They happen to us, yet they can hurt us for our whole lives.
But I'm calling to tell you that I've got good news. I'm calling because you're grown up now, and you can be in charge. You can be the author of your own story.
Learn how at numberstory.org. Numberstory.org.
K101.
Ask Monty. I don't care who you are. Ask Monty.
We've got your country covered.
KWOX, Woodward, Oklahoma.
K101.
And back here at the Echo Dome in Fairview, 2019 barn burner here in the major county. Fairview leads Cashin by one. But earlier we saw the Cashin Lady Cats hold serve 61-30. They came out on top, and we got one of the stars from that game. Senior Lauren Lamb joining us. How are you, Lauren?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And you guys right now playing well at the right time. Record may say 10-8, but that was three in a row, 7-9. Do you feel like right now you guys are starting to figure out your identity, starting to figure out what you're going to be here in the postseason?
Yes, sir. We're for sure on a streak. Three games ago before our streak, we were like, okay, what's going on? We needed to talk and get things figured out and figure out how to, like, mash together and actually get it rolling. But I think we're on the right track, especially for playoffs coming around the corner.
Did you change anything schematically? Did anything shift in there? Was there a conversation you had in the locker room?
We had a conversation. We had a team meeting, basically.
Okay.
We were like, all right, what the heck's going on?
Right.
We just talked about how we're moving the ball, where we want to go, just the team camaraderie, just all of it.
Well, it was clicking tonight. You guys had some great
–
good job moving the basketball tonight. And, you know, you started out – Lauren Jenkins comes out hot. She gets
her
first three threes.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Coming out of the gate. Now,
yeah.
who leads this team in scoring most nights, is it nice when that happens? You get a little bit of help as a senior?
Yes.
Somebody comes in and takes some of the load off.
For sure, yeah. It's awesome.
Now, you ended with 19, a lot of those in the second half. What did you do at halftime? What did you say? Did you say purposely, I'm going to come out and then kind of give you? It seemed like you had a little bit more effort coming out of that gate.
I did. I was kind of slow at the very beginning, and I was like, all right, I want to kick things up. I don't want to fall behind. We can't. This is our third time playing this team. I was like, we can't just stop. We got to keep the same energy going. So we need to come out more.
Right. It's not. I mean, now, you know, looking at your record, 10-8. Coming down the postseason, what would you like to see you guys do in the last couple games here as you tune up for the back half?
I would just like to be consistent.
Yeah.
Consistency, really, the whole entire time. Like this game, this is one of the biggest games we've had, most that we've played together as a team. I just want to keep seeing it until playoffs, all the way through playoffs.
Yeah, another good sign. You guys shoot it really well from the free throw line.
We do,
a lot of teams don't do that.
Yes,
and
you're right.
That's certainly helpful in the postseason.
Yeah.
Not just basketball for you, track as well,
yes,
right?
Sir.
You have 4x2. Now, you're going to miss Neely Tilly Biedek, I think, is graduating.
Yes,
but else is going to join? Who's going to fill that slot?
Reese Williams, number 10.
Okay.
Sophomore, Bella Woody, the senior. She's super fast. And then a couple freshmen that are coming up.
All right, there
you go. That'll help us, too.
And then you also qualified. I want to get this right. You were the 400? Was it 400?
400 meters.
400 meters.
Open 400, yes, sir.
So is that what you're looking at this year? What are your track events as you head?
If my coach lets me run the 400, yes. If not,
whatever they want you to do.
Yes, the 4x1, 4x2, 4x4, and then the 2-mile relay.
Very cool. school. So a lot of track success as well. Now, now when you graduate now, what are you looking for in the next level? Do you want to play basketball? Do you want to run track? Do you want to do any of that? Do you want to do none of that?
I have a couple options for track and then an option for basketball. So I'm just trying to see.
So weighing your options, what do you want to major in? Do you know?
Yeah. No, I'm not sure. Sore subject.
Good. Yeah. Spoiler alert. No one's sure.
Yeah.
So the football success, obviously the guys won back-to-back football titles.
Yeah,
the guys
awesome.
Are rolling. You guys are rolling. Do you feel that energy around the cash? Feel like that's all feeding off each other?
Oh, yeah. Our motto is all we do is win. So it's just in every sport, we're just like.
It's a great motto.
Yeah, it is.
All they do is win. Well, you guys won tonight, 61-30. Big win tonight. Yeah. Didn't seem like it, but beating a team three times in a row is hard no matter where you are at their place. So playing well at the right time. Look out for these cash-laden cats playing a little better than that record might indicate coming into the postseason. We're going to have you circled here moving in. So, Lauren Lamb, congratulations on the win.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck
I
to you guys
it.
Moving forward.
Thank you.
Lauren Lamb, 19 points tonight. A lot of those in the second half, but really lit up the scoreboard. Lauren Jenkins also finishing with 15. But now we got to get to the guys. 4:04 to go before we tip it off. We'll take a break and be right back. Bring you the leading scores on the guys' side. Get you ready for half number two of what's been a tight one here in Fairview. It's Fairview 20, Cashin 19. Halftime coming up, or second half coming up after this. Round ball roundup on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block. Like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
It's easier than you think for pests to threaten your family's health. Ticks, which spread dangerous diseases, hide in tall grasses and even on your pets. Rodents easily invade your home, contaminate food, and can carry more than 35 diseases. Mosquitoes, which breed in standing water, transmit many diseases. Get the facts you need to protect your family at pestworld.org. It's that easy. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Welcome back here to the Echo Dome in Fairview. The home team trying to pull the upset. 2019, Fairview leads Cashin. A Cashin squad that doesn't lose much or hasn't lost much. I mean, their losses so far this season have been to really good squads. I mean, we're talking about Crossings Christian. We're talking about the Jenks, who's 6A, who's number one at the time. Hydro Eakley, who was A's number one at the time, by two. And those losses were barely. And we're looking at some overtime wins. Dale, the 2A's number one in the county line tournament, beat them that was probably their biggest loss of the season other than Jenks. But that's a real good squad as well. And then they narrowly lost to Alva, the 3A, and a really good Alva squad that's going to be in it for the state title as well. All the teams that have beat Cashin have been state title contenders. Right now, Fairview's got them on the ropes as our leading scorers. Jax Bernard is a 10 early for Fairview as the freshman quarterback doing it again in basketball season here. He's got 10. Caden Pettis with 2. Brant Strader with 6, both on threes, and Austin Houck with a couple of points. And for Cashin, they spread it out. That's the good news. Vance Rainey with 6, but those were on 2 early threes. He had the first 6 of the game. Austin Frazier with 2. Jonah with 3, Nick Nababi with 3, both on threes, Mason Manning with 2, Trey Tishner with 3. As basically that zone from Fairview, they've packed it and they've dared Cashin to shoot from the outside. They haven't hit. And Jonah Jenkins has been quiet. Now, he's coming off that injury. We'll see in the second half if he starts to get going. He's been a little passive. We'll see if Jenkins looks to score more here in this second half. Cashin's going to start with the basketball. They trail by one. They're going to be going left to right as the teams flip-flop sides in the maroon with the white. And now Rainey going to run the point. They're going to put Jenkins off ball right now. Put him on the wing. They lob it right back to Rainey on the near wing. And Cashin with the basketball. They give it over to Frazier. Back to Rainey. And Rainey hesitates. Almost lost the basketball. Couldn't decide to pass it. And Fortune almost came away with the steal. But Jenkins going to regather it. Cashin maintains possession. Trying to get the lead back. Jenkins thought about a wing three. Frazier, Fortune on him, picks up his dribble. Nowhere to go. Swings it over to Rainey, who's open, wide open. Three, and that time Rainey knocked it down. Picking up where he started the game here in the second half. And Vance has nine, 22-20, Cashin in front. And now he's hounding Brenner Fortune. And they're going to pick him up with a foul as trying to move those feet and stay in front of Fortune. He's going to get called with a blocking foul, and he knew it right away. That's number two on Vance, first foul for anybody this half. Sawyer Hutchison now set the inbound for the Jackets, and he gets it into Brenner Fortune. Fairview now trailing again. They just took the lead at the end of that first half. Powell's got it. Gives it to Hutchison coming around a screen. It's Hutchison, Powell, Dobbs back in. He started. He's back in starting this half. Pettis out there with Fortune as well. And Dobbs gives it over to Powell. They're daring Will Powell to shoot. He says no. Hutchison's going to try one. Hand in his face for 3-0. Rattles out and comes out. Rebound by Jonah Jenkins. Cashin now chance. Get buckets again. They just took the lead back. They lead by two, 22-20, 6:43 to go in the third quarter. Frazier to Nabavi in the corner. They dare him to shoot. He says no. They give it back to him. He's going to try it this time, though. He's wide open. That's going to bounce long. And they're basically giving up that corner three. Another miss by Cashin. He's not shooting it well from deep in this one, but really either is either team. Hutchison top of the key. He's got a hand in his face. It's Frazier to get into the post. Powell turns, shoots, fade away, won't go. Comes up short, hand in his face from Lagasse, who can really leap. Now they get it to Frazier. Frazier, mid-post. Nabavi back outside, poked away by Fortune, who gets another steal. Goes right to Hutchison, back to Fortune. One on two. Fortune inside, off the glass, won't go. Gets his own rebound, takes it back up, fade away. That won't go, and a rebound by Jonah Jenkins. Two on three. Got a trailer on his right side. Flips it to the left side to Rainey. No numbers. Good job by Fairview in transition. Getting back on D, back into their zone. And Coach Hardaway says, let's reset. Rainey and Frazier switch sides. They get it to Lagasse on the wing. Over to Frazier. Or over to Rainey, rather. Right back to Jenkins for a wing three. That's going to come up short. And Powell with the rebound. And Jonah Jenkins' shot is off tonight, although he hasn't shot it much. Dobbs now over to Pettis. Hand in his face. It's Nabavi. He gives it over to Hutchison. On the far side, down in the paint, Pettis turns, kicks it back to Dobbs for a wing three. Good pass by Pettis. Shots open, won't go. Pettis with the board, poked away though, down underneath by Frazier, or right on the free throw line by Frazier. Hutchison though throws it away, looking for an open teammate. Two on three. Rainey pulls up for a wing three. That one rims out, but another rebound by Frazier, who takes it back up, hand in his face. That won't go, and a rebound by Powell. And neither team can throw it in the river tonight. 22-20. Poked away from behind by Rainey, and oh, and he shoved Fortune, and nobody saw it. Shoved him after the play, and Vance Rainey, very lucky. He did not get whistled for that. Both officials look like they had their back turned to it, or they're just letting them play. Either way, Pettis, wing three. That's going to go long, and a rebound by Lagasse. A little bit of contact under the hoop, not called, as refs letting them play in this one. Frazier, hesitation, goes baseline, cut off. Flips it around the wing to Jenkins. Kicks it right back out to Frazier after the driving kick. Frazier drives mid-post. He kicks it to Bobby. Thought about a three. Gives it to Jenkins. Shot fake. Steps inside for a long two and knocked it down. And that sometimes gets you going. Jenkins picks up his fifth point. As when your shot's off, that time he stepped in a couple more feet and took what the defense gave him. 2-2-1 press on here for Cashin. Pass cross-court all the way to Pettis and broken by Fairview. They get it over to Dobbs. Swings it right back to Fortune. Brenner inside to Powell. He was open for a second. Flashing inside Pettis in the paint for a 10-footer and knocked it down. Breaking that scoring drought for Fairview. Makes it 24-22. He cut to two. Caden Pettis has 4 points. 4:06 to go in the third quarter. Cashin with a two-point lead in the basketball. Jenkins now over in the corner to Lagasse. They flip it right back to Jenkins in the wing. Top of the key, Frazier, well, deep three. It's going to come up short, but followed by Jenkins. Nobody boxed out Jenkins. Flips it over to Frazier. Lost the basketball. Has to roll it down. Crowd wanted to travel, but he never had control of the ball. That is not good call there. Good no call by the official. Corner, Jenkins. Shot fake into the paint. Gets a little space. Flips it up to Lagasse, who puts it up and in. What a no-look pass. He was looking towards the wing. flipped it to Lagasse, who cut inside, and he's on the board with two. And quickly they get in that press, 26-22, cashing in front. 3:27 to go in the third quarter. And the press almost worked. The ball pinballs up to Fortune over to Pettis, who gets it over to Dobbs in the corner inside to Powell on the mid post, the mid baseline, rather, in that skinny post down there. He gets it back out to Fortune, and he drops back out over the wing to Powell. Powell on the far wing, and now he gives it up to Hutchison. He's got Rainey on him, cuts him off, change direction for Sawyer, throws it to the feet of Pettis. Pettis does a nice job handling that pass. Almost lost. Dobbs, bounce pass. Fortune, a little bit of room. He steps in, back out to Powell. They're trying to drive and kick. Wasn't there. 2:50 to go. 26-22. Cashin in front. Fairview with the basketball. Drive. Fortune to the hoop. Gets the contact. Shot won't drop for him. And that time he just kind of nice patience there by Brenner. Kind of waited till the defense had a little crease in it. Picks up the blocking fall. Powell. And Nabobby picks up his first. A lot of substitutions. Dobbs, Hutchison, Powell coming out, Strader, Hauk, and Jax Bernard coming in for Fairview. And now Frazier and Rainey are going to sit down, and we'll bring in Trey Tishner. And looks like Vandruff for Cashin. Jax Bernard, oh, got it poked away, and Jenkins getting called for a reach on him. And I think this is going to be away from the basketball, and it is. It's going to be Vandruff. And that is three already for Vandruff, who's had a tough night so far tonight. Ball stays with Fairview, 26-22, cashing in front. Strader, oh, tried to loft it back outside, stolen away by Lagasse. Lagasse driving inside, tried to use that offhand to push off, and that could be an offensive foul. But I think they're going to call it on Fortune, and they are. There's a lot of contact there, and that could have went either way. That one's going to get – it's going to be three now on Fortune, who's picked up his third. That's a first team foul, though, on Fairview of the half. Cashin has three. Open Jenkins, wing three. Nobody came out and got him, and he missed a shot and a rebound by Lagasse. Lagasse double-teamed, and he's going to get tagged on the arm. They were trying to tie him up. Instead, they pick up the foul, and that will be the first foul on Jax Bernard. Second team foul here is now Brenner Fortune's going to sit down. They're going to bring in Bowden Miller, adding a little size. Bigger lineup here. Loft inside Lagasse, who came streaking in, but he missed the bunny and a rebound by Austin Houck, who's looking to run, but no number, so he's going to pull it up. He's double-teamed. Going to have to get rid of the basketball. Got to find a teammate. Gets it to Pettis. Top of the key. Three. That one bounces out. Tipped around. Jax Bernard tracks it down in the corner. He's going to try a three in front of the student section. It comes up short and a rebound cash, and that time Vandruff coming that way with a physical play down low. Comes away with that rebound. Tishner crossover to the free throw line. Jump stop. Back out to the wing to Nabobby, and he says no. Back out to Jenkins, and they slow it up. Cashin still leading by four, 26-22. Under two to play in this quarter. Much better quarter here for the Wildcats. Crossover Jenkins, free throw line, hand in his face, and that time Pettis closed out, but tipped around and goes right back to Jenkins on the board. Tishner into the paint, floater mid post, and that's an air ball. And tough shooting night continues, but a lot of second opportunities there for Cashin. Three, Strader from the wing, bounces in off the glass and goes in. And Strader with a smile on his face, didn't mean to do it, but it counts. That's nine now for Strader, and we're going to get a quick foul on Jax Bernard trying to get a steal off the inbound, and we're going to get a timeout here by Coach Hardaway. So with a minute 30 to go in the third quarter, it's Cashin 26, Fairview 25. Back after this on Round Ball Roundup for K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Here in Fairview, 26-25 in a tight one. Cashin leads Fairview with the basketball. That timeout, by the way, was Coach Barton who called it, not Coach Hardaway. So Cashin has all five. Fairview has three left. Jonah Jenkins, top of the key, driving kick to Tishner for a corner three, and Tishner hit it. And the three-point shooting drought is over. Tishner with his second three of the game. He's got six, and that was a big one. 29-25. Cashin in front. Good timeout there by the Wildcats. Getting an open shot, and Hauk threw it away. Strader throwing it to Hauk. He took his eyes off the basketball, went through his hands and out of bounds. And an unforced error there by the Jackets, who've been pretty good at that, not having those unforced errors. They needed that tonight. That time it caught up with them a little bit with the turnover. Under a minute to go, cashing up for Tishner with the ball. Tishner looking for room. By the way, Chad Tishner is the assistant coach along with Eric Robertson for cashing. We forgot to shout out the assistant coaches. Crossover Jenkins into the elbow. Back outside to Rainey. He's got a little crease inside. Found a little space. Hesitates. Floater won't drop. Tried to get his own rebound and tips it right to Manning. Flips it outside to Frazier. Wing three and Frazier hit it. Two threes. All of a sudden, Cashin started to shoot it hot. 32-25 after a cold start to this game. They lead 32-25. 24 seconds. Fairview with the basketball. Jax Bernard, top of the key, into the paint. And he's going to get called for a foul on the floor. And that foul is going to be charged to Tishner, his first. That will be the team's fourth. Four for Cash and three for Fairview. 19 seconds to shoot for the Jackets, and this is a big possession here. Nabavi and Lagasse are going to come in for defensive purposes. Jenkins and Manning going to come out for Cash and this last 24 seconds. Bernard's open in the corner for three if they see him. Lob, Pettis, he's going to come up shooting long. Two, and he hit the shot. Caden Pettis showing the touch. He's got six. Makes it 32-27, 12 seconds to shoot, and we'll see. It looks like they're going to try to hold for last shot on the Wildcats. Frazier, six to shoot, crossover into the paint, pulls up from 10 and knocked it down. Frazier making it look easy, and with .1 to go, they will not get this shot off. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. Big third quarter for the Wildcats. They lead 34-27 over Fairview. Back with the final frame after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Did you know that you can pre-qualify online for a home loan with Bank 7 at mortgage.bank7.com? Bank 7 offers a wide range of mortgages suited for all types of borrowers, including USDA rural, VA, and FHA loans, which are great for first-time home buyers. Pre-qualify online at mortgage.bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a mortgage specialist in Woodward today.
Flexible terms available subject to credit approval, equal housing lender, and NMLS 677-297.
Reading is fundamental. The nation's largest children's literacy organization invites you to rally our children to read. Visit rallytoread.org and help your child pledge to read 100 books by Read Across America Day in March 2022. Also, watch well-known authors read their favorite books. Find activities to keep young readers motivated. And teachers can enter the Rally to Read sweepstakes for a chance to win 100 books for their own school, subject to rules. Inspire your child to read. Visit rallytoread.org today.
Back here in Major County, big third quarter by Cash and 15-7. They won the third frame. They now lead 34-27 here with one quarter left to play in a big opening possession here for the Yellow Jackets. They're going to start with Bernard, with Hauk, with Miller, with Strader, with Pettis. And now Strader with a basketball and a trapping half-court press on for Cash and Lagasse going to spearhead it over in the corner to Hauk. Picks it up, post, Pettis, and they're going to get called for a foul as Hauk was trying to get it into the paint to Pettis. And that's another quick foul on the Wildcats. And that looks like that's going to be charged to Nabavi. And that will be Nick's second. That'll be the team's fifth, though. Now Hauk with the ball. Bernard, hand in his face, wing three, bounces on Pettis, though, corrals the rebound, up and in for Caden Pettis. The rebound and the putback, and that's his bread and butter. He's got eight. Plays with a lot of energy and effort out there. 34-29. As Fairview hanging around, cutting it to five, will not let Cashin pull away. Rainey, crossover. Other side, Tishner thought about a three. Miller's on him. He takes it back up top of the key. Frazier's been shooting it well here. Crossover over to Rainey. Fakes the screen for him, slips inside. Rainey, though, kicks it back out to Tishner, near wing. Drive, Tishner, corner, Nabavi, 4-3. And he knocked it down, and that time he hit it. They've been giving him that shot, and Nabavi finally makes him pay. The second three. Quick answer on the right side. Down in the post to Hauk for two. Fairview refusing to let the momentum get sapped from them. 37-31. They trail by six. And Cashin just can't shake the Yellow Jackets. Outside to Rainey. Frazier looked at a shot fake. Crosses over twice. Back out to Rainey. Then sets a screen for him. Looking at the pick and roll. Not there. Good defense by Fairview. Rainey jump stops inside the paint. Nowhere to go. Back outside to Frazier. Coach Barton likes the defense. Frazier over to Rainey. He stops free throw line. Nice shot that got everyone in the air, but flips it over instead to Frazier, who's stripped from the basketball. Goes to Pettis. It's a three-on-one. He's got Rainey on, and Pettis takes it in and picks up the foul, and Rainey didn't like the call. He might have a beef here. I don't know. Pettis had a wide-open cutters on the right side. He could have passed it for the lay-in. Instead, he's going to go to the free-throw line. Rainey's going to pick up number three. That is the sixth team foul from Cashin. So it's 6:16 to go in the fourth quarter. It's going to be free throws, the bonus, the rest of the way for Fairview. The start right now, two shots, though, for Caden Pettis. Two big ones from the free throw line for Pettis. He eyes it up, and Caden knocks it down. Ice water in his veins. Nine for Caden Pettis. Now Jenkins is going to check in for Rainey, who picked up foul number three with that last one. Second free throw upcoming for Caden Pettis. He can cut it to four if he hits it. He eyes it up. That one won't go. Long rebound goes right to Jonah Jenkins. Score remains 37-32, 6:14 to go. Jenkins almost carried the basketball. Did a nice job keeping his hand over top of that and changing directions. Still getting his sea legs under him after being out for 3 weeks. Frazier now back to Jenkins, right back to Frazier. High post, nice touch pass out to Jenkins. It drives inside, a little floater inside. Oh, the touch would drop. Get it off the back of the iron right where the backboard meets it and couldn't get the shot to fall. Rebound Fairview, back come Jax Bernard. Jax Bernard on the attack, angles in off the glass, wouldn't go. Altered last minute by Lagasse, who did a great job rotating over on defense. 37-32, 5-point lead for Cashin. Crossing the timeline now is Frazier. And it looks like we're going to get a timeout for Coach Hardaway. Their first of the game, so 5:34 to go. It's 37-32. Wildcats lead the Yellow Jackets. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Welcome back to the Echo Dome. And right now, Fairview Yellow Jackets trying to pull the upset. Third-ranked team in the state, but they trail right now 37-32. It's been a great second half by Cashin. He's understanding just how good this Fairview squad can be. Now down into the post. Now back to the mid-post to Frazier. That's going to be a travel. They're going to call a travel as both defenders were waiting on Frazier to flash into that mid-post, and they kind of beat him to the spot, and he walked with the basketball trying to corral it. That's going to be a turnover by Cashin. And goes back to the Yellow Jackets. Good defense, good half-court defense by Fairview tonight. As this squad much improved from the beginning of the year. And a little bit of that football magic, hopefully, they hope to rub off heading into the postseason for these Jackets. Pettis trying to cut in this lead. There's 5 minutes to go in the game. Fortune into Pettis. Oh, a jump stopped and passed it underneath to Houck, who was open and gets fouled off the shot fake. Great team game there by Fairview. Looked like Pettis was going to shoot. Instead, he flipped it down inside, and Jenkins picks up foul number two. That will be the 17th foul for Cashin, but it's a shooting foul for Austin Houck. So now he can cut into the lead if they hit their free throws. Houck's first shot, and he rolled it out, and we talked about this being a problem with this Fairview squad. They're going to have to make these down the stretch. Rainey's going to check in now. He's going to be out there with Jenkins, with Lagasse, with Frazier, with Nabavi. Is Tishner going to sit down? Houck with another free throw. Big one here for Austin. And that one goes, missed them both, and Lagasse corrals that board. Rips it down. So with under five to play, the score remains 37-32 and a 2-2-1 full court press on here for Fairview. Quickly broken by Cashin over to Frazier. Nice job there. That's what a senior-led team does for you. Not even phased. Now Frazier flips it back out to Nabavi, who's got it all the way in the perimeter. It's still zone defense here, but this time a little bit of a zone is pushed out half court, trying to get at some traps here for Fairview defensively. Rainey cuts inside. Oh, cut from behind. He thought he got all balled at Houck, but he's going to pick up a foul. A little too much hand on that play, and that's a good call by the official. And that will be the first personal foul for Austin. Entering the game for Fairview, number 20. And now Strader is going to come in for Miller. So Strader going to be out there with Fortune, with Pettis, with Bernard, and with Houck. That ball lobbed in by Cashin. Only the fourth team foul for Fairview of this half. 4:24 to go. They trail by 5, 37-32. Cashin in front. Back in that zone defense, trying to make life tough. Not giving any open looks right now. Fairview's really extended that defense all the way out to half court. Bernard hounding Rainey. Rainey tries to get rid of it, gives it over to Jenkins, flips it over to Frazier. He's got Strader on him. They go to double-team him. Bavi, touch pass, mid-post to Jenkins, and that's going to be a foul. That's going to be possibly two quick ones on Houck, and it is. So in the span of about 30 seconds, Austin Houck picks up two fouls. Fortunately, he didn't have any before that for him. It's a 15 foul on Fairview. 37-32, Cashin still leads. Jenkins corner, back to Frazier on the wing. Frazier driving kick. Rainey, far corner. Back passing the post to Bobby. Back outside. Moving that zone back and forth. Looking for an open look. Good job on Fairview. Trying to stay in front of the shooters. Nice pass inside. Extra pass to Jenkins underneath to Legasse. Tries to get it over to Bobby in the corner. Almost loses it and just saves it. Good hustle by Nabavi to save the basketball. Gets it back in play. And Cashin maintains possession with 3:36 to go. And what's been a long possession here for the Wildcats. Rainey. Free throw line to Jenkins, nowhere to go. Changes direction, goes right back into the paint, into the circle, and flips it back out to Rainey. Had a little space inside, elected not to shoot it. Rainey, wing, Nabavi thought about a three, nowhere to go. Now they got the defense moving, they got a little bit of space. Fortune goes for a steal, doesn't get it, and Frazier said, let's slow it down. It has been a long time with the basketball. We're looking at like a 2 minute coming up on what, it's been about like a minute 30 of possession time here. That one poked away though by Strader, goes right to Houck. Houck drives inside, bounce pass up underneath to Bernard, handing it back and makes the layup. Had Rainey behind him, did a nice job using his body to shield him, and Bernard's got 12, and the lead is 3 for Cashin. Press on here for Fairview. Jenkins spins around. He's got 2-on-2. Bounce pass up underneath to Legasse, who regathers it and kicks it back outside. Rainey, and on the closeout, Fortune's going to pick up a foul. He thought Rainey was going to shoot it, came rocketing out there, and fouled Rainey on the drive. That will be the fourth foul on Fortune, and one more, and he's out, and that would be a big loss. He's going to take a seat. Bowden Miller's going to come back in. Six-team foul in Fairview, one more, and Cashin will be in the 1-1, but with 2:44 to go, a three-point lead, it's a tight one. Flipped inside to Nabavi, poked away, but Nabavi saves it again. And they're going to get a timeout by Coach Hardaway because he thought they were going to lose the possession. So with a 2:41 to go and Cashin with a three-point lead, Coach Hardaway, we're going to keep it right here for now. That'll be the second charge timeout to the Wildcats. Both teams with three in their pocket, plenty of time in a three-point game. And this has gone, if you're Fairview, this has gone exactly how you wanted it to go despite the fact that you're trailing. Every shot tough for Cashin, and you've been able to at least get enough offense, particularly Jax Bernard has been great tonight in a big moment. He's got 12 already, but Caden Pettis also with 9 for the Yellow Jackets. And on the other side, Vince Rainey's got 9 all on threes, and Trey Tishner's got 6 all on threes. So three ball fell on a little bit more in this second half for Cashin, but lately they've had trouble generating shots. A lot of misses, but fortunately they've done a great job rebounding, keeping possessions alive. Cashin done a lot of little things tonight to keep them in this basketball game, keep them leading this basketball game, rather. Right now they lead by 3. Jenkins drives into the elbow and dribbles around, looking for room, nowhere to go. Just testing that defense, gives it back to Rainey. Three-point game, Cashin in front, 2:29 to go. Here comes the crowd. Rainey changes directions to Nabavi. Nabavi back to Vance Rainey. Got a little crease, steps inside, a little floater in the paint, won't go. Tips it right back outside, though. The ball went right back to him, and he wisely tipped it back to Frazier. Drive, Jenkins, he's going to shoot with a hand in his face, and Pettis alters the shot and a miss, and Fairview, oh, it's stolen by Legasse, but goes out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say, yep, there. Oh, for a second there, I thought they were going to say he wasn't. And Trey Tishner is going to check in for Nabavi. That timeout going to be a get some players in. Fortune is going to check in for Houck. And it's going to be inbounded by Fairview. The press is going to be on for Cashin. And down by 3. Great job by Pettis on the closeout of Jenkins. The defensive play forcing the miss. Quickly broken up ahead to Miller. One pass to the middle and back out to Miller. And we're across the timeline. Fortune over to Strader on the wing. He's cut off. Back to Fortune. Brenner got a little space. Euro step inside. Blocked by Legasse. It goes right back to him and then pinballs over to Rainey. Great defense by Landon Legasse. Score lead remains 3 for the Wildcats in the 2-2-1 press on three-quarter court for Fairview. Over to Rainey. Rainey got some space. No-look pass underneath to Legasse. He's too far under the hoop, and he wisely pulls it back out and resets. Rainey, corner, Jenkins, baseline. Backs up into Pettis, tried to throw it off of him, and a turnover again. Pettis, you are not moving, Pettis, and a foul on the perimeter, and that's going to be free throws for Fairview. And that foul will be on Frazier. Got a little too handsy there. And Jenkins tried to move Pettis, and that's not an easy man to move down there. And he ends up getting blocked. Houck going to check in for Miller, and that will put Strader at the free throw line. We talked about free throws being big for the Jackets. They've missed a couple. These are two big ones for Strader. Tishner's going to come out, and the Bobby's coming in for Cashin. And two and one and one upcoming here for Strader. He spinned it. His team down three. The first one he hits. Strader hit it. He's got 10. And sophomore, the young guys for Fairview coming up big tonight so far. They trail by 237-35. Strader can cut it to one with 1:33 to go. Second one for Brandt. And that one off the back iron. Pettis fights for the board. It's on the ground and Rainey gets it. Good job by Vance Rainey maintaining that possession. Looked like Pettis was going to steal it. Two-point lead. Cashin with the ball, and Jenkins is fouled as they try to close out and trap him and get the steal. If it's on Fortune, that's five. And that's not going to be. That will be on Austin Houck, and that's going to be one and one for Jenkins. So this one may come down to who shoots it best from the stripe. And that will be, I believe, Houck's fourth. So he picks up number four, and the first one for Jenkins, and he hit it. And he's had trouble with his shot, but none bigger than that one goes down, and Jonah's got six. Makes it a three-point lead, and one more. It's a two-possession game. But first, Coach Barton's going to call a timeout. 1:23 to go, three-point game. Cashin leads Fairview 38-35. It's Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
Did you know that you can pre-qualify online for a home loan with Bank 7 at mortgage.bank7.com? Bank 7 offers a wide range of mortgages suited for all types of borrowers, including USDA rural, VA, and FHA loans, which are great for first-time home buyers. Pre-qualify online at mortgage.bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a mortgage specialist in Woodward today.
Flexible terms available subject to credit approval, equal housing lender, and MLS 677-297.
Back at the Echo Dome, three-point game, 38-35. Jonah Jenkins at the line to make it a two-possession game with a minute 23 to go. And another big foul shot coming up. And down the stretch, missed free throws. Kept Fairview from tying this thing or taking the lead. And right now, Jonah Jenkins, who just hit one, going to get a chance at another one. Again, coming back off that. He did play a little in the last game against Alva, but he came off the bench. And this is his first time playing full game minutes. And that short arms that one. Fight for the rebound, and Pettis grabs it. Fairview still can tie here. Down three, 1:18 to go. Fortune with the basketball, playing with four fouls. Crossover by Brenner. Hands it off to Jax Bernard. He looks to Coach Barton for the play. Bernard slips inside. Great at Lagasse, who blocks it, but he picks up the foul. Lagasse was waiting on him and just a little too, moving that arm a little too forward. He did not go straight up with that one. And that's going to be a hand check foul and put Fortune at the line, or put Jax Bernard at the line, rather. It is only the first foul for Landon Lagasse, who's played great defense tonight. Got multiple rebounds. And the free throw will not fall for Jax Bernard. And missed foul shots haunting the Jackets. We mentioned it at the top. It has been big here down the stretch. And Bobby's going to check out, and Tishner is going to check in here. Second free throw upcoming for Bernard. He can cut it to two. Takes a dribble, taking his time, eyes it up, spins it. And there goes number two, does drop. And the freshman's got 13. 38-36, minute five, 2-2-1 press on here for Fairview, trying to get a steal. Under a minute now to play. Rainey dribbling around, puts it over to Jenkins, and Jenkins surveys the floor. A 2-2-1, they've got bottom of it with Pettis. They're going to come out and get him. They're yelling to foul right now, and that's Austin Houck, though. Maybe not the right guy to foul, because I think that's five. And if it is, it's going to also put Tishner at the line for a 1-1. They're going to say that's his four. So I had him for four already, but that is four for Austin. So he will not foul out, but he is playing with four from the last 48 seconds. Tishner with the 1-1 and rolls it in. Big shot there for Tishner. Make it a two-possession, or make it a three-point lead, and he can make it a two-possession game with this one. He's got seven. Second one for Trey. That one's off. Pettis swallows up the board. Three-point lead still for Cashin. 44 seconds to shoot. Jax Bernard with the ball. His team down three. He gives it to Pettis. They swing it over to Strader. Strader looking for space. Bounce pass to Bernard. flips it over, rifles one inside, underneath the Hauke, shoots a little fadeaway, and he missed everything, and a rebound, Frazier, and Pettis quickly fouls him with 28.3 to go, and a good look by Hauke, and he's upset with himself. Great pass by Bernard, and just airballed it, got a little too much underneath it, a little too much air, and that's going to go over now to 1-1 upcoming. Ninth team foul, so it's still a 1-1 here for Frazier. First one, he shot it quick, and it comes off quick, and Strader gets the board. Frazier didn't take his time with it. Now 25 seconds to shoot Bernard with the basketball. Bernard drives inside to the rack, off the glass, and in. And we're going to get a timeout for Coach Barton as the Fairviews cut it to 1. Bernard coast to coast for 2, and it's 39-38 with 19.9 to go now. One more foul, it's double bonus for Cashin. So they will get 2 free throws. Bernard and Fairview refusing to go away, and what a gutsy effort tonight by the Yellow Jackets. Sticking with the third-ranked team in the state, and make no mistake, Cashin is as good as anybody you're going to run across in the state this year in this classification. And right now, Fairview showing like they did in football. Never underestimate the Yellow Jackets. Bernard, 15 tonight for the freshman. On senior night, most of your scoring has come from a junior, a sophomore, and a freshman for Fairview. 15 for Bernard, 9 for Pettis, 10 for Brant Strader. And Cashin has really spread the scoring out, playing great team basketball. They've led most of the game. Right now they lead by 1, and they've got to get it inbounded. Coach Barton drawing up some pressure here. A little 2-2-1 press. Everybody's up at half court. Pettis has got his feet in the circle in court. Inbound to Jenkins, 18 to shoot. Into Rainey. Will they foul him? He crosses the timeline. They got a foul, and they do, and that's Hauke. And that's going to be number 5 for Austin Hauke, and he's upset with himself because Austin Hauke will foul out. With 13.8 to go, Rainey's going to go to the free throw line to shoot 2, his team up 1. 2 big ones here for Vance Rainey, who leads all cash and scores with 9. Now Miller's going to check in for Hauke. Going to get a nice hand from the crowd here. He's going to foul out with 4 points, and Vance Rainey, the 2 biggest free throws of the evening for him. None bigger than these 2. First one for Vance, and he missed it. And missed foul shots for both teams down the stretch. For Cashin, they've let Fairview hang around. For Fairview, they haven't quite let him claw back in. Rainey's going to get another one. Second one for Rainey. Rolls it in. And we're going to get a timeout now by Coach Hardaway. Vance is in double digits. Rainey's got 10. And it's 38-40 with 13.4 seconds left. We're going to keep it right here. As we mentioned, as we were talking before Lauren Land came up to speak with us at halftime, I said, this one's coming down to the wire. And that's exactly what we got tonight, as it has been a great basketball game tonight in Fairview and a little bit of a playoff atmosphere here at the Echo Dome. Student sections are up now. The only thing keeping it down is a lot of people maybe staying inside due to some inclement weather possibly heading our way. But it is a playoff feel to this game right now. Both teams playing well tonight. Defensively specifically, both of these squads have done a great job closing out shooters in the paint. As we're looking at Landon Lagasse and Caden Pettis have done a fantastic job every time somebody's coming to drive, altering shots, getting their fingers on basketballs, making it difficult for both teams to kind of run offense, to find open shooters. And the guys are closing out on 3. Now, a lot of times early, they were just packing some zones and daring people to shoot from 3 as nobody was really shooting it well in the first couple quarters. And now with 13.4 to go, it is a 2-point game. Cashin with the lead, Fairview with the basketball, and the Wildcats going to pull back to half court. Nope. Here comes Frazier. He's going to come up and guard Fortune. They bounce into Fortune. 13 to shoot. Brenner Fortune with the basketball. Miller pops out to the wing. They give it to him. Over to Bernard with Rainey on him. Pettis sets a screen. Bernard cuts inside, and he hits a brick wall, and they call a jump ball, and the possession arrow's going to Cashin. 2 defenders waiting on him. Bernard dribbled right into it, and Cashin gets the turnover with 4.6 to go and a 2-point lead. And a timeout here by Coach Barton with 4.6. And great defense there, team defense, and that's what a senior-led team does. They knew right where Bernard wanted to get, and they ensured 2 guys were there, jump-stopped, and were able to take the ball from him and take away his spot. And that is going to allow Cashin to, we'll see how quickly Fairview can foul, but if the Wildcats can burn a couple seconds off the clock, this thing could be over. And defense, the name of the game tonight for the Wildcats, who have played fantastic on that end of the floor. Their shots weren't falling for them, but they're able to gut out a win. And this may, or they might be able to gut out a win. We'll see with 4.6 to go. But they were able to maintain the lead. Now, Fairview's going to have to foul really quickly here. 40-38, down two. Only 4.6 on the clock. I guess the question is, will they put any time on here? But it doesn't look like they will. It's going to be the same amount of time. We are at home, so nope, it's going to stay at 4.6. Now, Bobby will inbound. Everybody's guarding, full court pressure by Fairview. It's a stack on the right side of the floor for Cashin. They're setting screens. They get into Frazier and quickly fouled by Fortune, and that's going to do it for Brenner Fortune, who has fouled out scoreless in this one. It's some good defense tonight and some good hustle plays, but Sawyer Hutchison will now check in for Fortune. 3.7 seconds. That took about a second off the clock. So there is enough time for Fairview to get a shot off. But two free throws upcoming. And if he hits them both, Austin Frazier can end this thing. He's got seven tonight. Two real important ones here. And the first one, Frazier, and he shot it quick, and that one drops for him. He's got eight. The next one is the most important. One more, and that will do it. Frazier from the line. Quick shot, quick release, and he rimmed out. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Pettis with the basketball. 1 second from half court for the tie. It doesn't go, and the Wildcats hold on. 41-38. What a game here at the Echo Dome. Cashin is going to move to 13-5. Fairview will drop to 10-8. Great game here tonight. We'll be back to wrap this thing up and get you on your way here on this chilly evening. Final score, Cashin 41, Fairview 38. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
As a professional musician, Lachey stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachey could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachey, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Black or white or anything in between. From employees to entrepreneurs, doctors to detectives, some things define us and set us apart, but there's one thing that binds us. Before anything, we are one thing. Born to be Americans, proud to be Americans. Our United States are our united fates. Know your Constitution.
Unity, it's an American thing. From AmericanThing.org.
Back here in Major County, what a nightcap or a daycap. I guess we got things going a little bit earlier today. 41-38, Cash and Wildcats hold on in what was a great effort and a gutsy effort by the home team, Yellow Jackets, on senior night. But Cash and showing you why they are as good as they are. You're going to be in games like this. It's going to be tough. And we saw a lot of athletes on the floor making plays when their shots weren't falling. That is key. Jonah Jenkins, a little rusty coming off that injury, but they were able to manufacture enough offense and make enough plays defensively. Now, you know the names from football, Landon Lagasse and Mason Manning and Nick Nabavi, all football talents tonight showing their athleticism on the basketball court when shots weren't dropping. able to make the plays or make enough plays to come out with the win. And they were led in scoring by Vance Rainey, who had 10 tonight. He hit a lot of three balls early. He had the first 6 points of the game for cashing off two quick threes. And then Austin Frazier with 8. Nick Nababy with 6. Jonah Jenkins with 6. Trey Tishner with 7. Some good minutes there off the bench for a guy who was a starter until Jenkins came back. Mason Manning with 2 points as well as Landon Lagasse had 2 points. But fantastic defense by Lagasse. It really made his presence felt in this game despite not being on the scorer's table. Was really impressed with him on the basketball floor. Now, he put up video game-like numbers on the football field. He's a heck of a basketball player as well. That's what Cashin does. They spread it out. A lot of contributions from a lot of different guys. And make no mistake, this is not like they played flat. The shot wasn't dropping, but you got to win these dogfights in the postseason. And this is a nice test for a Cashin team that has seemed to come out on top of these. They've won a ton of close games, and that is really going to be beneficial to them moving into the postseason. Right now, they move to 13-5, and they may be the third-ranked team in the state, but make no mistake, this is a threat to win the whole thing here this year. And Fairview Yellow Jackets are going to be a threat. You do not want to see them early in the tournament. This is a team playing well at the right moments. We mentioned 7-9 coming in. They gave Cashin all they could handle tonight. Led by the young guys. Jax Bernard, the freshman, 15 points. Brant Strader with 10, the sophomore. Caden Pettis, the junior, with 9. Again, names you know from football. But coming up tonight in basketball, also Austin Houck with 4 points and fouling out. And great defense down the stretch there by the Houcks and Brenner Fortune and those guys. Really made life difficult, made shooting difficult on Cashin. Didn't give up anything easy. Didn't really turn the ball over. Missed some foul shots down the stretch. It may have been the difference, but Cashin missed some as well. So some missed opportunities by both squads from the free throw line. But other than that, really well-played defensive game. Nice adjustments. Great, well-coached game by both sides, as if we expected anything different. Has a lot of adjustments in this one and a little bit of a chess match going on that sideline. And a nice little tester here going into the postseason. It was quite the basketball game tonight to get it on our way. Final score, 41-38. Cashin pulls away from Fairview. Cashin, though, the double dip. Ladies winning 61-30 earlier. So a good night for the Wildcats coming all the way up here to Major County, or over here to Major County, as they come in and get a couple wins tonight. And we want to thank a bunch of people, our sponsors, Moore's Roofing, Bank 7, H&R Block. Could not do it without those guys. We really appreciate it. Do helping us bring this to you so we can cover the young people of the schools and the towns in the area. And we really appreciate Moore's Roofing, Bank 7, and H&R Block. Also the crew, CJ Montgomery. We're in his stomping grounds. The echoes of the Montgomery legend lives on here in the halls of the Echo Dome. Sean Miller, Kathy Reese, BJ Gonzalez back in the studio making the miracles happen at K101 and making sure the ship is running. Also Sean Kelly back on the board, putting all the time in, covering multiple games, doing multiple things at a high level. Tyler Riggs calling the Boomer game right now. They're in the thick of it there. Guyman should be well underway there, as getting the boys game should be getting underway there out in over in Woodward. And Brooke Williams, owner-operator here, K101 executive producer here, Round Ball Roundup, and certainly couldn't do it without Brooke running things there at K101. So we want to thank everybody. Also Ty Albers working the board of the Boomer game tonight. So thanks to everybody there. Final scores here from Fairview, 41-38, Cash, and the boys win. Girls win 61-30. Round Ball Roundup going to move to Saturday in a fantastic game on Saturday. We will be in Sealing for Lomega and Sealing in a real fun one. I don't know if they have enough lights on the scoreboard for that girls game. That's going to be to the top, maybe the top two teams in Class A and Class B girls basketball squaring off. And then another good one right after that, Lomega and Sealing, two real good guys teams as well. Is Lomega going to come into that one like 15-7? And Sealing is ranked right now in Class A. So a lot of good basketball heading your way. Again, that is Saturday. We will move to Saturday. It's a Saturday night game in Sealing, trying to get that game in against Lomega. So that's it for tonight at Fairview. I want to thank everybody here at Fairview Schools. I want to thank all the seniors and their parents tonight for senior night. A wonderful, as always, gracious hosts here at the Echo Dome. And we appreciate everything they do for us and for the kids here in the community. So thanks so much to Fairview Schools for having us, for hosting us. And we look forward to next Saturday. We will be in Sealing for Lomega versus Sealing. Join us for Round Ball Roundup. Final score here from Fairview. Cashin's guys win 41-38 over the Jackets. And the ladies win 61-30 on the ladies' side. We'll be back with you on Saturday, 6:15 pregame, 6:30 tip. Sorry, I got my times confused from Sealing. So join us on Saturday. It's going to be slick out there quite possibly at night. So be careful if you're driving home a long ways. Be safe going home, everybody. I'm Trent Caldwell from here in Fairview. And have a great night.
You've been listening to Round Ball Roundup on your Tri-State Sports Leader, K101.
Round Ball Roundup has been brought to you by Moore's Roofing, neighbors you can trust with all your roofing needs. Bank 7, where their best investment is you. And H&R Block. Block has your back. Call 580-256-6623 to visit with your local Woodward H&R Block today. The executive producer of Round Ball Roundup is Brooke Williams. This has been a presentation of K101, your tri-state leader in sports. K101.